Chinese presidents inspected Guizhou province ahead of Spring Festival, or Chinese Lunar New Year. Xi Jinping went to Qianxi County in Bijia, where he inspected a major tributary of the Wujiang River. He also visited a village in an ethnic Miao township and extended his New Year greetings to people of all ethnic groups across the country. Spring Festival falls on February the 12th this year. China is preparing for the implementation of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. A State Council executive meeting said the trade deal is an important step for the country to expand opening up and advance reforms. The meeting also called for efforts to advance China's industrial upgrading through reforms and opening up. The International Olympic Committee chief says Beijing is making history as the first ever city to host both the Summer and Winter Olympics. Thomas Bach praised renovations and upgrades to existing venues that were used during the Summer Olympic Games back in 2008.
Well, first of all, Beijing will write history because it will be the first city ever to host both editions of the Games, the Winter and Summer. This is already an achievement in itself. Is also, again, the legacy.
Bach also hailed Beijing for its contribution to sustainable development. The United States has extended the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty with Russia for 5 years. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the extension makes the United States, U.S. allies and partners, and the world safer. Blinken says that Washington will use the 5-year extension to seek arms controls with Moscow that address all Russian nuclear weapons. New START is the last remaining nuclear arms control pact in force between the two nuclear superpowers. It limits the number of deployed strategic nuclear warheads to 1,550 and delivery systems to 700 for each. The European Union's proposed 4 billion euro or 4.8 billion U.S. dollar plan aimed at improving the fight against cancer. Ursula von der Leyen's president of the European Commission.
In 2020, while we were all fighting against the COVID-19 pandemic, many of us were fighting a silent battle, a battle against cancer. We lost more than 1 million Europeans to this disease, parents, friends, loved ones. And sadly, the number of cases is on the rise. And this is why we present Europe's Beating Cancer Plan today. We have set ourselves ambitious goals.
Official data shows cancer is the second leading cause of death in the bloc, whose population is 450 million people. There are about 1.3 million deaths and 3.5 million new cases per year in the EU. Researchers at AstraZeneca say the latest data shows that delaying the second vaccine dose increases the level of efficacy. Executive researcher Mene Panaglo says they found that a 12-week wait between doses provided the highest level of efficacy. California has partnered with the federal government to launch 2 new COVID-19 vaccination centers as the U.S. expands access to vaccines. The move comes as California's most deadly pandemic surge eases, but as the state still struggles with vaccine shortages. The new sites are expected to open on February the 16th for eligible members of the public.